Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
There's a phrase that I use, that it's the posture from which we parent, not the techniques, that matters most. So, because there's so many techniques, so many, behavior modification, and, you know, we're going to reward good behavior, and we're going to have consequences for negative behavior. That's great for younger kids, but it's the most basic of moral development. It doesn't engage the brain of our kids the way that two-way communication does. And so this whole idea of emotional safety is really that posture from which where we begin. That's the point.
Okay, so I was reading the Grant study. The Grant study is this 75-year longitudinal study at the Harvard Medical School. Took with a group of Harvard sophomores, 1939, 1944, an odd group, 200 plus, all men, tracked them over 75 years. The President Kennedy was one of them. One of them died in the street of alcohol poisoning. Anyway, the end of the, it's still going on. So at the end of the, recently, the researcher said that the key that kind of points to personal fulfillment, you know, the happiness, et cetera, is the warmth of personal relationships. It's not the Harvard degree. It's not intelligence. It's not biology. It's the warmth of those personal relationships. And as I was looking through your book, I was sort of struck by, this is sort of a starting point, and really a place where this essential foundation of the brain, of that safety is laid. So we hear a lot about that today. Why does that matter so much, even in brain wiring and chemistry and all that?
Let me go to Philippians 4, okay, if I can, because I think Paul was a neuroscientist.
Wow, and that's the first time I've actually heard that. And,
if you look at Philippians 4, he says, let your reasonableness be made known to everybody. And that word reasonableness there in the Greek is a disposition for seeking the best of another individual. It's crucial for maintaining community. And then, so it's let your reasonableness be made known. The Lord is near. Therefore, be anxious for nothing. The brain grows from the bottom to the top. The bottom part of the brain, where the brainstem meets the brain, is known as the fight, flight, or freeze response. It's when you're under fear, you're under stress, or you're under duress, you're going to either fight or you're going to flee. In some cases, you freeze if you've been traumatized or that kind of thing. As we age, and that's the instinctual, God-given survival mechanism of that He created for us. As our brain grows, and as we grow throughout our later childhood, early teen, and into our teen years, the top part of the brain, it grows from the bottom to the top, the part of the brain behind the eyes is critical for problem solving. It's critical for emotion regulation, cognitive flexibility, social skills. But the one that I love the most is a fruit of the Spirit, self-control. What we're trying to do with our kids over time is we're trying to help them develop self-control so that when we launch them into college or when they leave the home, they're making decisions, even in stress and fear, on their own with self-control, emotion regulation, cognitive flexibility. They're able to problem solve. But what's really cool about this passage is Paul writes that when we're anxious, he says, be anxious for nothing, but go to the Lord, go to the Father by prayer and supplication, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Then in verse 7, he says, finally, brothers, think upon things that are noble and pure and true and holy. We can't think. I think Paul realized when you're anxious, when you're stressed, when you're in that fight or flight, you have an inability to truly think. That's why as crisis responders, when people have just experienced a crisis, we say don't make any major decisions. Don't sell your home. Don't quit your job. Don't leave your spouse. Don't make any major decisions. When our kids are overwhelmed, when our kids are stressed, when they're throwing temper tantrums, when they're talking back to us, there's something going on in that fight or flight. They're anxious. That as parents, a lot of times what we'll try to do in that moment is we'll try to lecture them. We'll try to talk to them. But the reality is it isn't going to connect from point to point because they're not thinking straight. That ability to be warm, as you mentioned, that ability to be, I talk about it and describe it as leading in grace rather than truth. If we lead in grace, we become, as parents, in a finite way, we can become that peace for our kids to calm their brains so that we then can begin to reason. And what research shows is it's that warm, safe environment that is the environment that allows the brain to actually grow.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.